Do you want me to do it, Mum?
Welcome to the Ask Sue Show, where we all have fun and laughter
And I don't know if we've got a problem tonight, but we don't seem to have the calls in, and maybe a Blog Talk Radio problem yet again. Never mind, we'll send healing and love and light and positive thoughts out to everybody and everything, and hopefully they'll all catch up with us shortly. Tonight I want to do a show about the badger call, also about different problems that people have got for, you know, with regard to cruelty of any kind. But at the end of the day, this badger call has upset a lot of people, and we do need to be making a difference. So I want to literally read a few things off the internet. And I must admit, my internet is going a bit slow, so I'm wondering if this is a problem I've got with it. At the end of the day, I'm just going to read a couple of things. Britain's top animal disease scientists have launched a devastating attack on the government's mindless badger call, accusing ministers of failing to tell the truth and demanding the immediate abandonment of the killings. The intervention was by dozens of the nation's most senior experts in a letter in The Observer. Comes as farmers prepared to begin the cull in Gloucestershire and Somerset, possibly as early as tomorrow. The government's own chief scientist has refused to back the killings. More than 30 eminent animal disease experts describe the cull as a costly destruction that risks making the problem of tuberculosis in cattle worse, and that will cost far more than it saves. TB in English cattle is an increasing problem, with the 26,000 infected animals slaughtered in 2011 costing $90 million in compensation. Owen Paterson, the Environment Secretary, argues that more than a decade of research shows that culling badgers, which can carry bovine TB, could reduce infections by 12% to 16%. If undertaken intensively for many years and over large areas. I could read all of this, but all I want to say to just literally that comment alone from Owen Paterson at the end of the day is, does he have the right? Does he have the right to just say, okay, then we'll kill them off because at the end of the day they're doing this, that and the other? What about all the things that are going on in the world with the human being race? Does that give him, you know, does that mean that if he decides he can go and put down people that have got AIDS or people have got other diseases, does that mean that that's okay to kill them too? Because at the end of the day, they could spread that disease too. And how much is that costing the NHS system? The trouble is nowadays, I feel that there is too many people trying to be a god. And does that come right? Do we have the right as human beings to say that, okay, we need to stop that because of this, that and the other? I don't think we do. I think back to going back some years, and I'm sure somebody might be able to tell me how long ago now, and I think I might have to have a quick look on the internet for this, for the fact of that Edwina Curry, who remembers the time when she killed all of those chickens and then sort of said, oops-a-daisy, I think I made a mistake. Perhaps we shouldn't have killed all them chickens after all. I'll tell you what, that was, believe it or not, I've just looked and found up. It was 1988. The egg industry fury over salmonella claim. Health Minister Edwina Curry has provoked outrage by saying most of Britain's egg production is infected with salmonella bacteria. Mrs Curry, MP for South Derbyshire, made the remarks during a television interview. She's angered farmers, politicians and egg producers, of whom have been calling for her resignation and are threatening to sue. Another sue. Funny. But you know what I mean? I just think the world has gone mad. Absolute mad. I've looked on Facebook, and there are so many groups on there that literally are trying to make a difference with this. And I can remember that I've actually read in a newspaper article about the fact that in Shropshire, they are actually getting a vaccination to give to badgers that will actually hopefully get rid of the TB if they've actually got it, and also stop them getting it in the future. But then also that will stop, if they are passing over to cattle, that will stop them that too. So, but at the bottom of that actual piece, it actually says the government have said that if this does work, that they may spread this all over the UK. So why would they need to do a cull if they're already saying we might give it a go where we're actually doing vaccinations? I have actually rescued badgers in my past, and I must admit it's just come to my brain that I did actually, I have actually got the story about when I rescued badgers. Now, Joe, I haven't read this for quite some time, so let me just find this. And this is going back in 1993 when I found two. I won't read the whole story, but I actually found two badgers, badger cubs, and I actually picked them off the road, and I literally took them home. I actually picked one up, couldn't find the other one, went back and picked up the other one when I eventually found that. We literally sorted them out, got them fed and watered and everything. We took them to Megan, which is at Kewen House Rescue, which you can find on Facebook. And Megan looked after them for a few weeks. And then the Shropshire Badger Group literally came along and they helped me build up a pen where we could actually put the badgers in, look after them and release them back into the wild. Like that. So my thought is maybe we could do it so that the people that are actually rescuing, or if people come into a contact with a badger, maybe it could be that we actually got them immunized then. But then does that mean then we have to get a microchip of some sort to know who's who in the badger world? Because what if we go and catch them at another time and we didn't realize that they've already been immunized? This is the trouble. The other side of this is that there is also people that have said that there's been tests done on cattle where there are badgers, and the badgers have actually been free of it, and the cattle have actually got TB. So we can't always say that it's the badgers that are actually doing the problem. So what I'm going to say to people is, if you'd like to give me a call or in on 347 327 9694, that's 347 327 9694, or calling in from the UK on 001 347 327 9694. Give us a call in, let us know your thoughts and what you're actually thinking about at the moment with this, and if you've got any thoughts what you think we should actually do, can we actually make a difference? Please give us a call again on 347 327 9694, and if you're in the UK, you can put a 001 in front of it. Now, I'm just going to do a slight tune here because I don't know if we've got problems in the studio, but I shall be back in just a couple of minutes.
Where the road goes, where the
Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. We have got a few technical problems at the moment, so I'm going to have to try and sort this out while I'm on the thing. If it does get to it, I may need to end the show because we can't get the people into the chat at the moment. Let me just see if I can. There was another thing I wanted to read out to you, which unfortunately has disappeared off my laptop at the minute, trying to do four things at once, to say the least. Hold a minute. Right, let's have a look. This has been going on, obviously, for quite some time, because on the 29th of September, they had put warning posters up about the badgers, and the posters which indicate firing in the area had been put up on road signs in Chasseley, I think that's right, and Forthampton villages. And a phone number for Natural England is also on the posters, but a spokesperson said it was not responsible and it did not endorse the message. It is not yet known who's responsible for putting the posters up. The National Farmers Union had slammed the posters as wholly irresponsible and said the members of the public should not be concerned. So obviously, I think a little bit of a Joe Public had done something there to obviously make a difference. But at the end of the day, people have had enough of this. At the end of what, how can it all be about? I'd just like to say hello to Debs, who's just come in the chat room. And I just want to say a massive thanks to Debs at the moment, who has been helping me so much with all of the Ask Sue shows, literally emailing, been passing all the different things all over to people, sharing the links everywhere. It's been absolutely fantastic. And also a big hello to Nicole Smith. Nicole Smith, I don't know where Smith came from. Nicole, who has literally been helping as well. She's in Australia, but she's even been sharing the links in Australia. So thank you very much to both of you for all of your help with everything. If anybody wants to join the Ask Sue Show, it's on Facebook and it's Ask Sue Show. And also you can go to my website, which is www.asksue.co.uk. That's www.asksue.co.uk. And just to say to Debs, it's okay. There's no need to apologise for being late, love. It's fine. So what we're going to do is we're literally obviously need to sort out what's going on, because obviously there's something not right because we haven't got the phone calls in yet that we were expecting. So obviously we have got a problem with Blog Talk Radio at the moment. So I will see if I can find another song to put out for you, literally just to keep you company for a few minutes while I just sort out all of this, because it doesn't seem to be working as it should, which is just typical, isn't it? So I'll leave you with a little bit of Whitney Houston.
There can be miracles when you believe.
When you believe.
Oh, hope is there. It's hard to give. Who knows what miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow you win.
everything.